Enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, that makes me Mo.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'm good at math.
Yes. Owen Hart Week continues.
Yes,
here on WeTalkWrestling.com.
Wrestling. And thanks for all your... It's still time for you guys to get in some of your thoughts and memories of Owen by tweeting us or commenting.
By the time you hear this, there isn't.
No, there is.
No.
No, I think there is.
There might be. Can you send them to Mo? Because I won't fucking read them.
No, well...
You missed your deadline.
Is this going up Tuesday night?
I don't know when this is going up. It's going up during Owen Hart Week, which is continuing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
don't break kayfabe.
Who knows if there is or isn't. If it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't, all right? Let's move on.
Yeah.
It's going to be his promos here.
Yeah, so what we thought we would do is something a little bit different. Everybody's given us positive reviews to the promo show that we've done. So, Owen Hart, tons of great promos out there. So we thought we would bring some of his best promos to light via a promo show. So, with that being said, just dive right into this motherfucker.
Okay,
and you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, well then...
It'll be interesting to see how many we picked that are the same, because I got a whole bunch. We want to cap this not at too many, partially because we got so much going on and so much time to edit it and whatever. And if we do too many, then we'll, by the time it does go up, it'll be too late.
If we do do. But I think I will start it off with a classic just to get things rolling.
Okay.
Because as we talk about this and I look to my left and I look to my right, I am not staring at one, but I'm staring at two slammies. And I think Owen Hart's winning of his second slammy has to open this promo show, because I think it by far and away this may be his most famous promo.
It's up there. It's certainly up there. It's certainly, and we've played this before in our promo shows because we love it, but it's still great. So yeah, Owen's winning two slammies.
Yes,
so this is great, and let's go to this.
Yo, Adrian, I did it. Have a nice day.
Yo, Adrian, I did it. Lou Screwman, man. The stork that brought his kid got arrested for carrying dope. He truly deserved that award. Crazier than you, McMahon.
Mankind, very proud to be a Slammy Award winner.
Our next presenter is the
Wait a minute, what's this?
What's the matter?
Owen Hart, Slammy Award winner.
Woo! I did it again! And you know what?
No, you're presenting this.
You gotta be thankful, my man. Owen spent a whole year of his life promoting this crummy show.
I did it again!
Yes!
And I have nobody to thank. Once again, I did it all by my sweet little self. Two-time Slammy Award winner! I knew it! I'm a winner! I did it! Woo! Hey, Bulldog, you may have two titles, but you don't have two slammies.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, Vader and Mankind, this Sunday at WrestleMania, you're going to be in for the fight of your life, because the Bulldog and myself, we haven't been better ever. And we're going to beat you and Mankind. And you know what, Vader? you don't have two slammies like I do because you're losers and we're winners. Me and my slammies!
All right, great stuff.
That's
right.
Tremendous. The best part is the aftermath where Vader's running after him.
Laughing his ass off and not trying not to, breaking character by accident because Owen... Yeah, no, it's great because he spilled water on him.
Yeah, he dumped a whole tray on him.
Yeah. That's great stuff. All right, well, if we're going to keep in that, here's another one that's funny. It's about that same time. It's Owen and the Bulldog, and they're... this is them right after the Royal Rumble. They're talking about how Owen threw out the Bulldog. But, you know, he didn't mean to. He was trying to throw out Steve Austin.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no. So that's this one, and we'll go to that.
Remind you, Davey Boy Smith, it was your own partner, your own brother-in-law, Owen Hart, who threw you over the top rope.
Wait a minute here, McMahon. Let's not make more problems than we already have. Bulldog and I are on a roll right now. I don't need you stirring him up about what I did at the Royal Rumble. It's every man for himself. I accidentally eliminated him. I was trying to put out Stone Cold, and Bulldog fell out. So let's drop that issue.
All right, well, notwithstanding that, and then, Bulldog, when you were outside, this is the way you responded to your brother-in-law, Owen. That's right, you called him an idiot.
That's right, I saved Owen from Stone Cold putting my side, and he put me over the top rope. I told you it was an accident. I don't need you calling me an idiot.
I don't need you.
I'll be outside the ring. Your cards right, and I can take you right to the top like I've done before. But yeah. Don't be calling me no idiot. I'm no idiot.
Mike, don't tell the entire Eastern Federal World Wrestling Federation. You put me on the top rope on purpose, Owen. You know it's
no, I
thanks, Vince.
No,
the dissension continues. We'll see the tag team titles on the line later on tonight.
That is, yes. That is classic brother-in-law shtick right there.
Yes. Speaking of which.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I thought if we talk about, we'll stay away from Owen and Bulldog. That's actually two with Owen and Bulldog as a team there. That actually, you know what, we might as well just make it a hat trick here.
Yeah, let's do it.
And anybody who finds this clip on YouTube as well, it's entitled Owen and Bulldog Being Awesome. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're getting they're talking about an incident where the Godwins accidentally slopped the Legion of Doom because they're trying to slop Owen and Bulldog, and they miss, and they just want to keep watching it. And it very actually reminds me, like, it's, I could see, like, Bad Influence watch this.
Oh yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing, right?
So yeah, for sure.
But it is aproposly titled Owen and Bulldog Being Awesome. So let's go to that one.
The tag team champions.
I can't believe that.
And, I loved it.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I loved it. You know, LOD, April 20th, you're going to be humiliated even worse when you step in the ring with Bulldog and myself, because with the Godwins, it's just a couple of stupid hillbillies, fellow Americans, and look at what you're doing to each other. It's a joke. I can't stop laughing. I want to watch it again.
Other.
Let's watch it one more time.
Let's watch it back. Give it to the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions one more time. Come on.
All right, there it is.
Here it is.
And again.
Oops, I missed. I swapped them.
Only a hillbilly could do that.
Stupid Americans. In England and in Canada, we don't do that kind of stuff because we're civilized. We're educated. We're not a bunch of animals walking around with paint on their face, carrying around a bunch of stinky slop buckets. We are the World Wrestling Federation champions, and that's what we're going to do when we get in the ring with you, LOD. We're going to annihilate you.
No. Oh, and let's see it. Let's see it one more time for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions.
Let's do it one more time.
Come on.
I love it so much. One more time.
Come on.
Please.
Let's see one more time. Come on.
There you have it, gentlemen. Laugh now. And
hey, this is our
time.
Oh, wait a minute.
Our party.
You go to the ring.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is set, ladies and gentlemen, to join us at any moment. Stone Cold Steve Austin, ready to join us out here for action. And Animal, we certainly have with Animal and LOD and Hawk, one day they're going to have their will. And I would suggest that.
All right, what'd you think?
I love that one.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, well, it was them being awesome is what it was. All right, so, all right, there's so many we could do here. I could stick in that era, or we can, let's go back to Owen, and kind of when he first emerged as a real personality in the feud with Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to one that I think people have forgotten about. I think he's a real damn good promo, and that's Owen Hart on the funeral parlor.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, the first ever.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Fan Festival. Let's... Here we go. To Paul Bearer's in here somewhere.
Where is he? I don't see him.
Coming up from down below.
Yeah.
The Undertaker is the world of building. The spirit of my Undertaker is in me. And every one of you, the spirit of my Undertaker is within me.
He ain't within me.
WrestleMania, headed to the funeral parlor. His first appearance in the funeral parlor. Let's see how he fares. Oh, my.
Oh, Mr. Hart, WrestleMania 10 is just a few weeks away, and it seems that your brother Brett has lost more than just a coin toss. It seems that he's lost a brother?
Well, you know what? That's right, Brett. You may have lost the coin toss, and Lex Luger, you may think that you're the big winner because you won the coin toss. But I'm the real winner. I'm the one that won because I get you at WrestleMania 10, Brett. And I've been waiting for this for oh so long.
But why? I can't understand why you would stand in Brett's way of becoming two-time WWF champion.
You want to know why I haven't been standing in your way, Brett? You've been standing in my way all my life, Brett. That's all I ever heard about is what you've done, Brett. Well, I'll tell you something. You went out and you won the World Championship. You won the WWF Tag Belt. You won the Intercontinental Belt. You've been Wrestling Superstar of the Year. But tell me this. What does that make me when I beat you at WrestleMania 10? Because that is what I'm going to do to you.
But everyone's seen you standing in the back watching Brett's matches. Why are you doing that?
That's right. I've been standing in the back watching your matches. I don't need to learn anything. I know it all. But I've been watching just to let you know, Brett, that I'm watching every move you make.
But your dear mother and father, what do they think about the situation?
Look, at what is with you people? Why do you worry about my mother and father? Don't worry about them. You worry about me. I don't know why all you people think that I've done something wrong. You're worried about poor Brett. What about me?
But you kicked Brett while he was down.
That's right. I kicked him when he was down. I kicked him when he was down, and it felt good. It felt great. I loved it. But the only thing that I'm going to do different at WrestleMania 10 is I'm going to kick him, and I'm going to kick him, and I'm going to kick him again. And Bret Hart, when I'm done with you, you won't be looking towards any world title match because you're not going to be able to get through me, brother.
I don't know about all of that. It could be the hitman Bret Hart who's doing the kicking Owen Hart's butt.
And you remember that, Bret. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there is.
Excellent. Excellent stuff.
Excellence of execution?
Excellent execution stuff. Mm. Yeah, you want to go to the Wayback Machine.
The way back machine.
I thought we could go back to the Stampede Wrestling days.
Ooh.
And it's hard to find promos from there, just online of Owen going way back then. But there is one with Owen Hart and Ketchy Yamada.
Yeah.
Being interviewed by Jim Davies, yes. Your favorite.
You really, because this isn't a very good promo. I mean, it's hard to hear. And Kichi Yamada, who, of course, we got to know him better as Jushin Thunder Liger.
Jushin? Who?
Liger.
Mishin?
Liger.
Mishin?
Langston. Thunder Langston.
Jushin Thunder Langston?
Yep.
Huh. That's why they wore black tights. But he was under a mask, had the full-length black tights. So you really couldn't see that it was Langston back then.
Yeah, no, he's been around for a while, folks.
Put on some weight. Yeah. Okay, let's go to some Stampede Wrestling.
Hart and Kichi Yamada, you've got a very tough chore tonight. You're going up against Muck and Singh and the Great Gamma, and you can expect some skullduggery.
Well, you know, Jim, it's going to be the first time that I'm going to have Muck and Singh and Gamma Singh both in the ring at the same time. Because Muck and Singh and Gamma Singh, you're the same two guys. I don't want to keep harping about it, but I got to repeat it, that you guys are the same two guys that tried to put my eye out. So tonight, it's going to be you two against me and Kichi Yamada. Now we're stepping in the ring, and we got some differences to settle. And you can be assured that when me and Kichi get our forces combined, we're going to be prepared to get rid of you guys once and for all, because we're sick and tired of you guys. I'm sick of you toilet bowl flapping your big fat mouth off and talking about how tough you are and what you're going to do to me. And Gamma Singh, you're thinking you're so tough. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys don't have to do your talking, because you step in the ring and you do it with your fist, and we'll do it with our fists, and we'll see who the best team is when the match is done.
Okay, any word from you, Kichi?
Say, Gamma,
Muck and Singh. He says they'll kill him. We can only wait. We can only hope. Stay tuned for that. It'll be our main event.
All right. What do you got next there?
All right. Let's get to the kind of... Bret Hart, do we want to pull it back here? Do we want to go back and let's go with something that's a little more intense?
Okay.
And that's Owen after he broke Steve Austin's neck.
Yes.
Owen 316 says, "I just broke your neck."
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Hart. Take a look, Jay. Look at the T-shirt that Owen's wearing. Owen 316 on the front, and I just broke your neck on the back. And look who he's got with him. He's got the Riot Squad. He's got the whole SWAT team. He's so smart.
Folks, let's take you back to SummerSlam. The Tombstone Piledriver applied by Owen Hart on Stone Cold Steve Austin. Left Austin.
Look at that.
Temporarily paralyzed. You see Austin's head exposed there. Owen Hart very proud that he broke Steve Austin's neck.
What is the matter with you? Why would you wear a T-shirt like this, Owen 316, and on the back, "I just broke your neck," when you know that lunatic is here tonight? What's the matter with you?
Austin talks a good game, but Owen gets the job done. Look at him.
I speak the truth. Just read it and weep, because it's true, and I'll do it again.
Let's talk about the Intercontinental Tournament. This Sunday, you and Farouk in the ring. One of you walks out as the Intercontinental Champion. If in fact it's you, it won't be for the first time.
No, it won't be. And let's face it, Farouk, you're a great wrestler, but I'm very confident. I'm a better wrestler than you. I could route wrestle you with my hands tied behind my back. And the only reason that I don't have the Intercontinental belt is because of myself. I made my own stupid mistake. I had compassion, and I lost my title to Stone Cold Steve Austin. I had him beat. He had a broken neck. He was a paraplegic lying there in the ring. But that mistake will never happen again. And a bad blood, Farouk, I will beat you, and I will become the Intercontinental Champion again, as I always should be.
Oh, it's pretty brave now that he's got that restraining order on.
I got something to talk to you about that's really bugging me. Now, we all know what kind of a lunatic Stone Cold Steve Austin is, how he's wreaked havoc, how he's run rampant here in the World Wrestling Federation. We all know what he's tried to do to me, tried to ruin my life. I'm a family man, a compassionate man, and he's ruining my life. He's scaring the hell out of me, and I don't need it. So, Farouk, when I wrestle you, I will beat you as long as I get a fair shake and as long as Stone Cold Steve Austin is nowhere around. I've had security all around, and he's broken my security. Come in there, gave me a stunner, and look what he did to you. Vince McMahon yourself, look what he's done to you. He gave you a stunner. He gave it to Sergeant Slaughter. He's wreaking havoc in the World Wrestling Federation. And it's up to you to make a decision to get him the hell out of the World Wrestling Federation where he belongs, because he's going to destroy it. An empire that not you, but your father started. How could you let him come in and destroy what not only you, but your father started? Don't let him do it, Vince. I know deep in your heart you will make the right decision. I know deep down in my heart that you will not let Stone Cold Steve Austin remain in the World Wrestling Federation. I know these fans all around, they don't want Stone Cold Steve Austin in the World Wrestling Federation. And it's up to you to make the right decision. Get him the hell out of the World Wrestling Federation. And I'd like to end this by saying, I can't wait till Bad Blood, because I will leave the Intercontinental Champion. And the next night, you will make the right decision and get Stone Cold Steve Austin out of the WWF.
Sounds to me like Owen Hart got a case of the limber tail.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
Exactly right.
The next Intercontinental Champion, Owen Hart.
What a battle this Sunday between Farouk and Owen Hart in St. Louis for the Intercontinental Wait, whoa.
Look at this.
That's Stone Cold. It's Stone Cold. And that's a stunner. He's got a police for the uniform. What is the deal? Get him. Get him. Grab him. Where'd he come from? Stone Cold defying the kick early standing order again. There go the cops. That's for Austin.
The fans are out there. The fans are holding back.
He's like a WWF Richard Kimball. He's a fugitive. And Owen Hart has had his life skinned.
McMahon has got to do what's right. Austin's got to be fired.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, it's going to be a war. The Undertaker seeks revenge against Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Excellent. Excellent stuff.
We're not doing a lot of talking here. We're letting Owen do the talking.
Well,
it's about him. It's not about us.
That's the show, right? Owen does the talking here. So,
yeah.
We want to keep going on with Owen 316, and keeping it a more serious tone. Let's talk about the debut of the Black Heart and Owen Hart the day after In Your House Degeneration X. We've jumping over the railing to get into the ring with Vince McMahon.
I thought he came right down the ring. I think he comes right down the ramp.
I thought he came out of the crowd.
I don't think so.
But
I think he comes down the ring. But either way, this is the birth of the Black Heart. This actually might be, as far as a money promo, probably hit the best of his career.
Yeah.
Welcome to the War Zone, everybody. Jim Ross. I've been joined by J.C. Cornette here at ringside. And the owner of the World Wrestling Federation is on his way to the ring. I wonder if somebody's going to knock the bejesus out of Vince McMahon this week. When last week, when we went off the air, Steve Austin had knocked him off the apron of the ring inadvertently.
Off of this somewhere on Route 4 East, headed for 495, we understand, with our TV crew in hot pursuit. But where in the world is Austin going?
This could be a PJ Colissimo situation right here.
Who?
It's Vince's mother.
Owen Hart. Owen Hart, I know you are here tonight. You've been spotted. Owen Hart, I know you can hear my voice wherever you may be in this arena. And I must inform you that you've been endangering, indeed, the safety, certainly, of our ringside fans with your antics as of late.
McMahon's turning into Fire Marshal Bill with all his fan safety business.
You've been crawling over ringside fans coming into the ring, interfering in matches with Shawn Michaels. And make no mistake, I don't give a damn about Shawn Michaels. It's just that you are endangering the safety of ringside fans by coming in and coming out. That will not be tolerated. I know you can hear me. I'd like to remind you, Owen, you are still under contract to the World Wrestling Federation. And as such, I'm ordering you to appear in this ring right now.
Well,
what do you think, JR?
I believe I would report for duty if I were Owen Hart. If he's here, I haven't seen him. Very few folks have talked to Owen since he's returned. But those who have say he is a changed man. And well, there he is, right there.
Are we going to see reporting for duty or reporting for a fight? Those fans don't look endangered to me just right off the bat.
Tell you what, folks, I know it's cliche, but you can really feel the tension here. Survivor Series, how could it not be emotional?
What's this all about? And who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? Who the hell do you think you are? You won't think I owe you a f***ing apology. I don't owe you a f***ing thing. I'm sick and tired of trying to please everybody else around here, and the stops right here.
Wow.
Well, I'm showing McMahon plenty of respect.
This could get very, very ugly in a hurry.
Now, my brother, Brett, and Neidhart, and Bulldog, they did what they had to do, and now it's time for me to do what I have to do, and that is remain right here in the World Wrestling Federation. Now, I spent 9 years breaking my back day after day to earn a reputation in this company, and nobody, and I mean nobody, is gonna run me out of this company. And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I have a real good idea who you're talking about. You're talking about self-professed showstopper, right? You're talking about the icon. You're talking about the WWF champion, Shawn Michaels. And isn't that really what it's all about, Owen? Huh? Isn't that what this whole thing's all about? You attempting to gain the only title that's eluded you in your career here? It's all about the WWF title, isn't it?
How stupid are you? Is that what you think this is about? You think I give a damn about a worthless title? A piece of leather with tin on it? This is real life, Vince. This is real life. My life. My respect. My dignity. And McMahon, don't you get me wrong. I'm not asking you. I am telling you exactly what I am going to do, and that is make Shawn Michaels' life a living hell.
A lot of that going around these days.
I know what you mean.
Let me tell you.
You listen to me for a second. You can call me the sole survivor. You can call me the black sheep. I really don't give a s***.
Uh-oh. Not good.
Language.
This is not a game. This is real life. And you started it. And now it's time for this little nugget to end it.
Shawn Michaels is a marked man, and so is Harrison.
All right. Now let me tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Hart. I believe we have some uniform security. I'd like to ask to come to the ring. And the reason I'd like to ask for uniform security, Mr. Hart, is to make sure that, again, we do not endanger the safety of any of our ringside fans, because next week, right here, you're going to come in to the ring down the ramp like every other WWF superstar, and you're going to compete in this ring next week just like every other WWF superstar. You're not going to run over any more ringside fans, all right?
Well, yeah, that's every cop in New Hampshire.
Look out here. I don't like the look in Owen Hart's eyes. He's been under a tremendous amount of stress.
Looks like a hungry dog eyeing a steak.
Owen could snap at
just to prove he could do it. And whatever Shawn Michaels has to say, I'll tell you what, in my opinion, Owen Hart's got some big nuggets.
And listen to this crowd chanting for Owen Hart. Has Owen Hart ever been more popular?
I don't think he cares about that. I think the question is, has Owen Hart ever had a bigger purpose, ever been more intent? And I say no. I've known him a long time. I managed him. I see the difference in Owen Hart. He's got a purpose, and he's going to carry that purpose out.
These police officers escorting Owen Hart out of the facility here. But that doesn't guarantee that we will not see Owen Hart again.
All right, if we're going to do that,
Owen said shit.
Yes, he did, and he would say it again. He would say it again when the enough is enough stuff starts, right?
Yes.
He said, you know, I've had enough of this shit. He says it again, right?
That's right. Well, let's go to that.
Well, that's only like...
Exactly. Like, so let's go to like a 26-second thing or whatever it is. Let's just go to that really quickly. Where, I mean, we've heard enough. It's enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Is
all
in
right,
his music.
That. What event was that? Was it in your house? Wasn't it?
I believe it was in your house, Unforgiven.
Another loss to Triple H. It looks like DX has your number.
You want to know what I got to say? Enough is enough. I've had it up to here. This bullshit has got to stop.
Whoa.
Enough is enough. And it's going to stop.
All right.
Things
all
are
right.
going to have to change around here.
All right. You may be delirious, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad I'm wearing this watch.
All right. But yeah, just because we were talking about it, we might as well just stick the little clip it in there.
Yeah, it's a little quick thing. So we're sorry about the language, you know. It's
I am fucking sorry about the fucking language in this fucking thing because fuck.
That's what I said. But anyways, yeah. Oh, and let's go, you know. Oh, you have the whole Blackheart thing. The end of the Blackheart comes with Owen. Owen has been breaking people's neck. You know, had the thing with Austin. He does it to Dan Severn. And because of that, Dan Severn has wheeled out in an ambulance. And Owen feels bad. And he just can't do this anymore. And it's the end of the Blackheart. The end, apparently, of Owen Hart. He may have teased retirement angle.
Oh, yes.
But a good little promo here from Owen. He gets in the ring instead of having the match with Edge.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It's going to be Edge meeting Owen Hart here one-on-one. And certainly, this is one of the most exciting young WWF superstars is Edge to come along in a long, long time.
Scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit. Approaching the ring from Toronto, Canada, weighing in at 240 pounds.
And folks, we'll talk more about it later tonight, but we found out that the young man with Gangrel is actually...
recently Edge's younger brother. And we'll have more on that story a little bit later here tonight on Raw. Edge's brother's name's Christian. Why is he hanging out with Gangrel? Well, I mean, Gangrel and Edge obviously hate each other. I really don't know. I honestly don't know. That could be a huge, huge breaking story at any time here.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, folks, in the last 7 days,
Calgary, Alberta, Canada,
I don't think you can probably have more stress, more trauma.
Nation member.
Wait a minute. Owen Hart's not dressed to wrestle. Owen Hart's scheduled to wrestle here. We're about to say he's been under he's been almost disconsolate, distraught over what happened last Monday night right here. Dropping Dan Severn on Severn's head. Severn out of action with a bruised spine king.
Well, I don't get all the fuss. I was talking to Mr. McMahon this morning on the telephone. But he doesn't get it either. He says everybody's concerned about Severn, and nobody's concerned about Mr. McMahon. He's hurting in the hospital.
Well, Owen Hart wrestled X-Pac last night on Heat. Owen's heart wasn't in it. And consequently, Edge or X-Pac with an easy victory. But what's this kid going to say?
I've been in the wrestling business for 13 years now. And the wrestling business has been my whole life. But last week, after I did what I did to Dan Severn, and I looked into his eyes, I saw my wife and my two children. I never really meant for anyone to ever get hurt. And I am so sorry for what I did.
What is this, JR? Is he going soft? Well, obviously, Owen Hart is too upset to compete here tonight.
Oh, come on, too upset. What happened to the Owen Hart I used to know? The Owen Hart of old who didn't care who he hurt, didn't care what happened to his opponents. He's going soft on us.
Well, maybe he's just proving he's got a conscience.
Well, what's he want to be, another Canadian hero or something? Give me a break. The wuss! Get back here and fight!
Well, apparently Edge is going to get the victory here via forfeit. Well, folks.
Owen, what is going on? Owen, where are you going? I mean, what's going on?
It's over. I'm done. It's over. It's over.
JR, what does this mean? It's over.
Is he quitting?
I don't know. Is he quitting?
Is he retiring?
I don't. Can't believe.
All right. In many ways, that was the worst angle and promo that Owen Hart ever did.
And yet he did a good promo. It's just that the idea of it was stupid.
Well, and the reason I say that is that the idea that was stupid was because Owen Hart left to become the Blue Blazer.
Yeah.
So, but the other, but going back to happier memories, there was the, my one of my favorite matches of all time is that WrestleMania 10 Bret Owen match.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I've got the promo here of the go-home promo of Owen Hart for that WrestleMania 10 match. I believe it was like WrestleMania Super Slam or something they called it on the USA Network.
Yeah.
On the day before, the Saturday before. Anyway, and this is Owen Hart's pre-WrestleMania 10 go-home promo.
My next guest is
going to be the man who spoils the dreams of Bret the Hitman Hart to become the two-time World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion. And no, I am not talking about Yokozuna, the 600-pound behemoth. And no, I'm not talking about Lex Luger, the All-American Idiot. I am talking about the most underrated athlete in the WWF. I am speaking about Owen, the Rocket Hart.
Johnny Polo, as he promised, with an exclusive interview with the Rocket.
A Rocket, Owen Hart.
You remember what happened at the Royal Rumble. You remember when he was frustrated. You remember when he kicked his brother Brett in the knee after it was all said and done?
Keep the noise down. Howlin', in just one short week, you will be taking on your brother, Brett the Hitman Hart.
Listen to this.
Please, keep the noise down. You will be taking on your brother in the match of your career. It will be a chance for you to prove to yourself, your family, and everybody out there that you are the most superior athlete to ever come from the Hart family, just one week away.
You know, Johnny, I've waited all my life for this opportunity. I'm gunning for you, Brett. You've held me down all my life. I know if I had a little brother that was better than me, like I am to you, then I would have held him down too. I would have cast a shadow on him all my life. But let me tell you, Brett, you don't see any fear in my eyes. I know you're trying to pawn yourself off as some great humanitarian that didn't want to accept this match. But I know why you didn't want this match, Brett. It's not because you're some great guy. It's because deep down inside your heart, Brett, you're scared. You know I'm better than you. And I am better than you, Brett. And come WrestleMania, I'm going to beat you. Because I don't know what law it is that says just because you're older than me, that makes you better than me. It doesn't make you better than me, Brett. And you've held me down all my life. And I'm coming at you, Brett, at WrestleMania 10. And I'm going to beat you, brother.
Let me ask you this. Later on tonight, your brother is going to be facing Crush. What do you think about that contest?
Crush, I know you can beat Brett. There's no question about that. But what I'm asking you to do is don't hurt him too bad. Save him for me. Let me hurt him. Let me have him so he doesn't have any excuses at WrestleMania 10. Oh, he was hurt before. He didn't get a fair fight. Because, Brett, I'm coming at you 110%. You take your best hold, and the best man will win. And that's going to be me, brother.
What a matchup that's going to be next Sunday afternoon. Brothers Clash, Owen and Brett. Players of Brett's opportunity to be the WWF champion. We'll be back as we continue.
Yeah, you know, that's a good one. And if we're going to do that one, I think that let's go to the one, Owen in a cage. His go-home promo with, he's with Vince and Anvil in this blue cage, and he cuts a really nice promo. And it's too bad this isn't a video podcast in this case, just because, and go watch it, just the lighting and everything like that off the, and it was the blue cage and stuff they were using back then, but it was really good. It was a really nice setup. So this is one of his better money promos.
I was going to say, this outside of that, the one that you had spoke about, it is one of his more money promos, yeah, for sure.
1 week from this Monday night.
You got the power, baby.
It's SummerSlam. It's the World Wrestling Federation champion, Bret Hart, opposing you, Owen, inside this, a 15-foot-high steel cage. And I might add, this is a very eerie feeling just being surrounded by this cage.
Well, it is eerie, and you specially imagine fighting your own flesh and blood. You and me, Brett, all my life I've talked about what you've done to me, how bad you've been to me, how you ruined my childhood, how you picked on me. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Brett? When you bullied me when I was a little boy, when we'd go into the dungeon, just you and me and Dad, and you tried to hurt me, Brett. I was your little brother. But now I'm a big boy now, Brett. And I got you just where I want you. I have you at SummerSlam in a steel cage. Just you and me, Brett. There's nowhere to run. There's no escape. These are steel bars surrounding you and I. I'm going to hurt you, Brett. A cage match. It won't be pretty. You ruined the fun when I was a little boy, Brett. And it's not fun anymore. It's gotten out of hand, Brett. And I beat you at WrestleMania. I beat you fair and square. But there was only one thing missing, the World Wrestling Federation title. You didn't have the belt. You won it later on that night, Brett. On your very best night, I beat you. And if the title was on the line, everything would be fine. But I had to wait till SummerSlam, Brett. I have you in a steel cage. I am going to beat you. I am going to do everything it takes to win that title.
There are only, as you know, two ways in which to win the steel cage match. Climb up on the top as you were, and go all the way down. And as you peer down, Owen, look at that. Look at that distance all the way down to the floor. Or there's another way. You could leave your opponent, in this case, your brother, hapless in the middle of the ring as you walk out that steel cage door and slam it shut. Only two ways. Are you up to the task, Owen? Are you up to the task?
I'm up for it, Brett. The question is, are you? And I don't think you are, because you're scared, Brett. You got fear in your eyes. You're terrified, Brett. And I know why, and you know why, Brett. Because you know I can beat you. I've done it once, and I'm going to do it again, Brett. And I am going to humiliate you, and I am going to hurt you. And, Brett, I have no other choice. You've ruined my childhood. You're not going to ruin my adult life, because I am going to beat you. I am going to take the World Wrestling Federation title, and everything that I stated before is all coming together. I said I would beat you at WrestleMania. I beat you, Brett. I said that I would become the King of the Ring, and I am. I am the King of Hearts. And, Brett, there's only one more thing missing, and that's all going to change. The World Wrestling Federation title will no longer be yours, Brett. It's over. It's over, Brett. It's all come to an end. You are finished. Come SummerSlam, there is going to be a new reign in the Hart family. It is going to be me. And the whole family is going to jump on my bandwagon. But this will be settled between you and me, Brett. Nobody is going to interfere. It'll be settled, and I am going to become the World Wrestling Federation champion. And I want you to take a look exactly how it's going to be on that hot summer night, Brett.
The King of Hearts, Owen, will he be the next World Wrestling Federation champion?
Yeah!
All right. That's excellent. I'm trying to think of, we've got so many, and I think we've done about 10.
Yeah, it's true, and you know what, I mean, I have a couple others here that I really wanted to get to, but we could...
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I just...
Should we do a part two?
No, I don't think we do a part two. I think, because I only got two left.
Oh, lingo.
And one of them here, I think, is coming off of that. It's not actually a promo by Owen. It's a promo by Brett about Owen. And his first time he comes back and talks about Owen in WCW.
Yes.
And even though it's not Owen's promo, I just think it's appropriate to put in here.
Yeah.
And so we'll go with that, and then we'll probably have... I have one that could lighten the mood, and I don't know if you have any more.
Oh, I got a couple that could lighten the mood, yeah.
Okay, so let's go to that, and then we'll have you do a couple to lighten the mood, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on WCW Monday Nitro. And without further ado, let's welcome back Bret Hart.
I've been told I got all the time I want. So I'm going to try not to rush myself. First of all, on behalf of my whole family and everybody back in Calgary, we want to thank all the wrestling fans all around the world that have sent their love and their support and their condolences. It's meant a lot to myself. It's meant a lot to my family. And it was very, very much appreciated. The WCW has been really kind to me in the last few weeks, and they've allowed me to take all the time that I want to collect myself. I wanted to say a few words about my brother Owen. He wasn't just your average wrestler. He was a wonderful human being. You know, so many wrestling fans watch him on TV every day, but they never really got close to him sometimes. But then again, there's a lot of fans that did get to know him, and a lot of the wrestlers got to know him. And I don't think there's anybody that could say a bad thing about him anywhere. He was my closest brother. We never had an argument. We never raised our voices with each other once. We were friends. We were close from the time that he was in diapers. And I take a lot of pride in knowing how well he had turned out. Eric Bischoff talked to me, and he asked me if I'd come back on July 5th and at least come and explain how I felt about things. And I thought maybe I'd be ready to talk about things when I got here. But the truth is that I'm really having a hard time deciding what I want to do with my career and probably my life. I've lived for wrestling, and my family has lived for wrestling, and we've died for wrestling. And I'm at a funny little crossroads where I look at wrestling, pro wrestling, and I go, I don't know what else there's left for me to do anymore in wrestling. Maybe it's time for me to move on and try to accomplish something else in another field or do something else. I think of Wayne Gretzky, and I think of Elway, and I think of all these guys that are retiring in 1999. And when I think of those people, they all, when they got to hang it up, they were all so happy. And I look at myself, and it sucks. Tell myself on one hand that it's not fair for me to end my career on a tragedy, on a bad note.
Listen. Nobody wants to prove more in wrestling than I do. I've given my whole life to it. But the truth is, I just don't know. I really don't know. I swear to God, I do not know. I've always tried to give you my best. I'm happy, despite everything that happened, with the way my career and my life have turned out. But I'm going to take some time, and I'm going to think about everything, and I'll put everything in perspective. But if I never get the chance to ever say it again, I just want to thank all the fans everywhere that I ever had, that I still have. I wouldn't be anything without the wrestling fans. You've been with me from the very start. And if this is the last chance that I ever get a chance to talk to all the wrestling fans all around the world, thank you very, very much. I want to thank all the wrestlers in the dressing room, all the wrestlers in dressing rooms all around the world. It was a pleasure to work with each and every one of you. I hope I wasn't too stiff. And that's about it. Thank you very much.
Definitely brought us down a peg, but I was gonna say the funny thing, but the actual retarded thing about that is Brett got shit for that.
Did he?
By Bischoff, because he went too long. Said he got all the time in the world, and they come back, and he came back, and Bischoff said something like, "That's why you'll never be at the top again," or something stupid like that.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, no, it was something stupid, and he was gone again. That's why Brett was gone again.
I thought he just didn't want to come back yet.
Well, there was a thing, but they didn't have anything. No.
Well, what a moron. You tell them you have all the time in the world. There's nothing you can do that's more important. No angles or whatever.
Yeah.
The crowd wanted to see it. The crowd, and I'm sure the ratings, I'm sure weren't suffering from it. Certainly not compared to, you know, seeing Hugh Morris, Russell Glacier, whatever the fuck you would have going on instead.
Right. Mortis.
Yeah.
But, yes. Well, let's lighten the mood here with...
Hey, Bischoff's an asshole. Fuck him.
That's true. There was a special update with... where Owen Hart... It was done by Lord Alfred Hayes from the pages of the World Wrestling Federation magazine. Here's update. And it's with Lord Alfred Hayes. And it's Owen talking about his no-good brother, Brett. And...
It's just selfish. That guy's selfish.
It's just hilarious.
Yeah.
The interaction between Lord Alfred and Owen is
great. Lord Alfred is great here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Owen, he's just, yeah. He plays it tongue-in-cheek here. So that is tremendous. So let's go to that.
Hello, everyone. This week's special report is brought to you by the 1994 WWF calendar. Each month is illustrated by a famous wrestling superstar in full color. The superb 1994 WWF calendar is now available in bookstores everywhere. This coming Monday night in Memphis, Tennessee, there will be an important women's wrestling tournament.
which will be continued the following Monday to determine the eventual winner in this World Wrestling Federation Women's Champion category. We will keep you completely up to date on its progress. Now, this past week of the WWF Survivor Series, it became patently apparent that something was radically wrong with the fraternal detente between Owen and Bret Hart. Standing by, I have the illustrious Owen Hart on the telephone. Hello, Owen.
Well, thank you very much, Alfred, for referring to me as Owen Hart. I appreciate having my own identity and not being Bret the Hitman Hart's little brother all the time.
Well, absolutely, Owen. You know, I was probably amongst many, many others who realized the splendor in which you portrayed yourself in the ring. You have such great talent. And I can't help remarking, but I thought that Bret was rather selfish in his attitude in the ring.
Well, he likes to kind of hog the limelight and the spotlight, and that's fine, but I want a chance to show my abilities, and it kind of came out when they put me and Bret in the ring together. He wants to show his excellence of execution, and I want to show that I'm equally as excellent.
Well, I think your actions, Owen, were commendable. In fact, you showed a lot of restraint there. Personally, I would have boiled over with infuriation at a brother who did what he did to you.
Well, believe me, Alfred, sometimes I boil over and sometimes I just can't take it any longer. And an example is that Survivor Series. I was frustrated to the threshold, to the limit. And maybe if my family wasn't there, maybe if it wasn't millions of people watching, it might have been a different story. But I had to have composure and keep calm. You know, Rockets aren't hysterical. They're very cool and calm, and that's
yes.
where I was.
Well, that was very commendable of you, Owen. I have to go now. Bye-bye, old chap.
Thank you.
Well, well. It would appear that Owen is finally fed up with Bret, who has always basked in fame's limelight, while his shining talents have been doused by sycophants with influence. So, I can't blame him for becoming impatient and frustrated. However, you will have another chance to see what occurred of the Survivor Series with the encore presentation, which will be on pay-per-view television this Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern and also 8 p.m. Pacific. For Special Report, I am Lord Alfred Hayes.
All right. So what else you got to lighten the mood, you said?
All right, I got one here. This one is Vince Russo was booking.
Oh, that's always funny.
Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels were being forced to team. But they were tag team partners who didn't get along. I know.
What?
I know. No, so anyways, they're sitting there. Owen,
you said Vince Russo booked this?
I know.
Huh.
I know. So anyway, so you have Shawn Michaels and Austin. So Shawn Michaels in the ring, and they're you know, cutting promos on each other there, and Vince, or I think JR's in there. And they start fighting back and forth, and there's a pull apart, and I don't know how well this has come across. But then Owen comes on the video, and the funny thing is the video screen doesn't work, so you just hear his voice. But it doesn't matter. Owen is just hilarious, talking about these stupid Americans who are just fighting each other and all this stuff. And he's so funny. It's only like a minute and a half, and then you're back to a brawl and pull apart. But it's like a six-minute thing. We'll play the whole thing.
Yes.
Owen's only a minute and a half, but good Lord, is he hilarious in this minute and a half. And Bulldog's there, too. Not saying anything. Should we cut to it now?
When?
Now.
Damn right I want to address my actions of last week.
I want to clear something up right now. I don't give a rat's ass about Shawn Michaels. The only reason I came out was because the Hart Foundation turned their back. I saw the cheap shot. I damn well took it, and that's the only reason I came out last week. I will say this, as far as Shawn Michaels is concerned, he can thank his lucky stars that Stone Cold was there, because it looked like he was about to take a hell of an ass whipping. The Hart Foundation runs in a pack, but I'm weeding my way through that pack with Shawn Michaels. Without him, it don't really matter. Shawn Michaels goes his way, I go mine. The fact is, the Hart Foundation is the common denominator, but if you think for one split second that the two... I ain't your friend, but I got no problem with you. Let me tell you something, son. It wasn't too long ago when the Heartbreak Kid did the same thing for you. And you know something? You shouldn't flatter yourself. I didn't do it to save your ass either. I did it because I hate the Hart Foundation just as much as every other guy in the World Wrestling Federation. Now, let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. I have fallen off ladders long before you ever got here, son. I have been tossed off of the top of 15-foot-high steel cages long before you got here, son. And I'll tell you what, I might have gotten thrown off that stage up there, and you're damn right, it would have hurt, but the Heartbreak Kid would have picked himself back up and gotten right back in the game again. So believe me, you didn't do me any favor. I ain't saying you ain't tough. What I'm saying is, you might as well take your little bandana and go backstage before I kick your damn teeth down your throat. So, you're telling me, the master of the sweet chin music, that you're going to kick my teeth down your throat?
Damn right.
Well, let me tell you something. The Heartbreak Kid may just stun you and stomp your guts in, and that, my friend, is the bottom line, whether you like it or not.
But Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin, look at you. You're both fighting for the same cause. You both want to get me and Bulldog and the Anvil and the whole Hart Foundation, but you can't even get along with each other.
Yeah.
But let me make it all a lot simpler for you. We will issue you a challenge to step in the ring with me and the Bulldog for these belts if you can get your crap together next week for the belts if you've got the guts and you can get your crap together. Look at those morons. to fight amongst themselves.
A couple of chumps.
I'd be more than happy to find a partner, but if those two Nimrods can't figure out that me and this SOB can't get along, it ain't gonna be me and Stone Cold. They want a partner, they want to fight, I'll go back there, I'll find myself a partner, and next week I'll come out and clean some house. You ain't cleaning nothing up at the toilet. I don't need your sorry ass. What I'm gonna do, because Gorilla Monsoon says I have to in this type of federation, I'll find some piece of crap that weighs 75 pounds, or he might be 75 years old. But the bottom line is, it ain't gonna be you in my corner, because I don't need nobody in my corner. You know something, the only toilet I'm gonna clean.
King, the next time you can do this interview.
No thanks. I'm loving it, though. I love to see these two morons beat their each other's brains out. This is great, Ross. So look at this.
The challenge is down. Who would be Austin's partner? Who would be Shawn Michaels' partner? That's the big question. Maybe we'll get that answer tonight. These guys cannot be pulled apart.
Don't pull them apart. Let them go.
Did we cut to it?
I think so.
Oh, good.
Unless I fucked up the edit.
Excellent.
Which I probably did.
Probably. But it was also really good what Owen was basically known for, what kind of encapsulated Owen in some promos, was this Owen on the King's Court. And I believe this was a SummerSlam.
With Bruce Hart. Bruce Hart, is this the one where he just hijacks the segment?
Yes.
And it's funny for that. And the crowd is really into it, but it's funny just for Bruce Hart just hijacking the segment.
Yes.
Like, that guy just wanted the spotlight.
Dizzy ever. But there, that's a good one with Owen Hart on the King's Court.
The 1-2-3 Kid. This scrappy competitor took a beating before meeting Owen Hart at the King of the Ring. Now, he's back in top form and ready to do a little heartbreaking. Owen Hart, the self-proclaimed King of Hearts, wants to prove that their first encounter was no fluke. And he's out to beat the Kid. 1-2-3. The 1-2-3 Kid battles Owen Hart. Next week on Monday Night Raw.
What a matchup that's going to be next week.
Can't wait.
I would like to welcome you peons to another edition of the King's Court. Stand up and show a little respect.
That's exactly what Justice Jerry Lawler should have shown last week as he mediated yet another marriage proposal.
I guess you're not capable of that. Well, you're going to have to show some respect because my next guest commands respect. Because he, like myself, is true royalty. That's right. He was the winner at King of the Ring, and he became the King of Hearts. Let's welcome him right now. Owen, the King of Hearts.
Yes, we need to see the Hitman, Bret Hart, posters, signage everywhere all over the arena. What a matchup that's going to be. Inside the 15-foot-high steel cage, it's the King of Hearts, Owen, against the World Wrestling Federation champion, the Hitman Bret Hart, 3 weeks from tonight at SummerSlam.
Since Owen Hart is the King of Hearts, can he walk down the aisle without the anvil?
I think everywhere you see the King of Hearts, you see the anvil.
I want to say welcome once again to the King of Hearts and also Jim the Anvil Neidhart. It is always a pleasure to have guests in the King's Court that are true gentlemen and great athletes.
You're right.
Thank you very much. And as you well know, King, SummerSlam just around the corner, and I have you, Hitman, the dream come true. And Bret, this reminds me a lot when I was a little boy, when we would have a 15-foot high bamboo walls in our dungeon back home, used to pick on me and tease me and bully me, and then I got bigger and I got stronger and I got meaner, and I started beating you, Brett, and used to try to scramble and run and hide and try to get to Dad. Well, it's the same thing at SummerSlam with you and me, Brett, in a steel cage, but there's one little difference. When we were at home, there was no World Wrestling Federation title on the line. And I got you, Brett, for the World Wrestling Federation title. That's my motivation. And I would just like to say, I'm proud to have the Anvil here with me, my only family member that I could ever trust. And I really, really wish that he was my big brother, you know, Jerry. And I would just like to say, since this newly found success that the King of Hearts is succeeding in right now, first of all, it all started at WrestleMania 10 when I not only beat you, Brett, I humiliated you and I annihilated you in front of the whole world. That's where it started. Then became the King of the Ring, the King of Hearts, the Rocket. Owen Hart became the King. That was the second thing, and I was proud to share that with my brother-in-law, Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Third is going to be at SummerSlam, Brett, when I have the whole family. That's right, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You know, Brett's been talking about the whole family backing him and that they're all on his side. Well, that whole thing is turned around now.
All right.
Everybody is on my side. The whole family is turned
what?
Around. They've jumped on the bandwagon.
What a cycle.
And backing me because they know that Brett's a loser. They want to be on my side.
Look at those eyes. 1 second. Now, I realize it's only natural that the entire family, especially Stu and Helen, would come around and realize that you are going to be the next World Wrestling Federation champion. But now listen, there's one member of your family that I understand, maybe he's kind of deviated off the beaten path. And as a matter of fact, I've got him here tonight, and maybe we could bring him out and you could get this all straightened out and get him behind the King of Hearts also.
Here he comes.
Here he comes right now.
Here comes Bruce.
There he is. You know, Stu and Helen had 11 children, right?
That's right. 12 children.
12. And here is the runt of the litter right here. Bruce Hart. Everybody welcome Bruce Hart. Now, Bruce. Bruce, I got to say, you look a lot bigger on the Lucky Charms box. But now let's say,
oh my goodness,
you, Waller.
Ooh. Hey, I got you out here for one reason. I got you out here for one reason because.
To the point, Waller.
Tell him, Bruce.
Okay, I'll make your like your head and get to the point.
Ooh.
This man knows that your entire family are behind him now. Come SummerSlam, and you're
that's a bunch of crap. Nobody in our family is on your side. You're a disgrace. You let us down. You sold us out at Survivor Series.
Save your bacon. So who the hell do you think you're talking about? None of us are proud of you. We're disgusted. You're a disgrace to the family.
You better watch what you're saying.
Wow.
Because you don't have anybody here. You don't have anybody here to protect you. You better watch your mouth because I'll slap your back. There's nobody going to protect you at SummerSlam. You're going to be locked in that cage. It's going to be like a big playpen. You're going to be like a little crybaby afterwards. Send them there crying! You would have this big moron there to save your butt! You can't get in there this time, Neidhart!
You know something, Keith? Just like in families all over the United States, there's always one jealous brother in the family.
You hit it on the head, you're the jealous one! You were jealous of Brett for 8 years because he carried the Hart Foundation! You can't compete! So now you gotta come here and brainwash him! You're just a big crybaby!
Hey, let me get some control here!
My goodness!
Wait a minute! This man right here!
There's not gonna be any control!
He don't come down to where you were!
This thing's gonna be settled inside the steel cage match in 3 weeks' time!
You don't deserve any respect!
We'll be back!
Alright.
I think that's about all I got. What else you got?
Well, a couple. I think we have to do Owen Hart's King of the Ring coronation.
Oh, yes.
Where he becomes the King of Hearts.
Yes.
Owen Hart. So that one is perfect. It capped off a credible, humor-filled evening with Art Donovan. And so Owen with the anvil by his side, becoming the King of Hearts.
Well, we indeed have a ceremony coming up, a coronation, a kind of sickening coronation, as we go to the Totster on the coronation platform.
Ladies and gentlemen, whereas the 1994 World Wrestling Federation King of the Ring Tournament has now been concluded, it is time for the coronation ceremony to commence. After having successfully endured and triumphed through three grueling tournament rounds, they call upon the Rocket, Owen Hart, as we proclaim him the 1994
Pettingill. I just want you to know, and all you dumb people out there, I did what I said I would do. I am the King of the Ring, and I want everybody to start giving me the respect of a king.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Jack Tunney at this time will do the honors in presenting the cake.
You wait a minute here, Pettingill. I don't want Jack Tunney. I want the only person in my whole family that I can trust, my main man, Jim the Anvil Neidhart. He's going to present the cake with his crown.
Taking over this coronation ceremony, and he's got the power of the anvil standing right there to allow him to do just that. He's got Tom down on one knee. Now the tremendous cape.
Look at the anvil and the Rocket together. I mean, they're family, but we all know what's going on. This is many dimensions.
Well, let's remember, Randy Savage, that they were a tag team combination.
Please, Foundation.
We know how tight they were.
I mean, look at this. Can you believe what we're seeing at the time that we're seeing it going on right now? All the way live right here from the Baltimore Arena. The King of the Ring 1994 is Owen Hart the Rocket.
Well, we saw a miscarriage of justice last year when Bret the Hitman's coronation was interrupted by the self-professed king, Jerry Lawler, and now we're seeing a disgusting coronation here.
May I present the 1994 King of the Ring. Ladies and gentlemen,
wait a minute here. My first proclamation as king is to be from this day forward known as the King of Hearts. The King of Hearts.
Check
and
that
I want
out.
You people to remember it with respect for the King of Hearts.
You don't think that he meant Bret Hart, do you?
Oh,
I mean, straightforward, right at him, 1,000,000%. The anvil in the corner of Bret the Hitman during the World Wrestling Federation Championship match just to save the title. So that Owen might get it. Gorilla.
That's a possibility, right?
It's more than a possibility.
Well, still to come, that big matchup, the hot rod, Roddy Piper taking on Jerry Lawler. A lot of water has gone over the dam between these two guys. Let's bring you up to date right now in what's gone down between Lawler and Piper.
That's it.
We got one last one.
One last one, which is, again, a little bit more serious, and again, maybe on the same vein of a money promo, is Vince McMahon sitting down with Owen Hart.
Yes.
To build up his match against Brett. Mm-hmm. You know, you may be the best there is, brother.
It's a really good
what
one.
What does that make me when I beat you?
Exactly. Yeah. No, you it's exactly. Exactly. Step up to the plate.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. No, it's good. I'm surprised you don't have kicked your leg out from your leg.
Well, I was going to end on that one.
All right. Well, then, let's just do that then. Here, let's do the plugs and go out. We'll play these last two.
Okay. So, yeah. So, we'll do the serious followed by the comedic Royal Rumble one here. And, yes, as always, WeTalkWrestling.com. It is Owen Hart week, so we've got Owen Hart blogs and thoughts and this promo show, and we'll do some more. There'll be something basically every day for this particular week. And if you're listening to this, because this will be a podcast that lasts forever, then you're always able to go back and see the rest of the Owen Hart stuff in the archives as well. So, but WeTalkWrestling.com is a website. We're at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can listen to us on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, as well as we are ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com for the email, and Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling as well. So.
Okay. So we're OUT, and we'll just put those last two in, and then as we leave the room, I'm probably going to kick your leg out from your leg.
Oh, from under my leg. Well, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Enjoy the promos.
The WWF Royal Rumble, live in your living room, January 22nd on pay-per-view.
Owen, let's start with the Survivor Series. Let's start with the Hart family victory. In the Boston Garden at Survivor Series, the Family Feud matchup, and there are those, however, who, well, I won't refer to a family feud as it relates to you and Brett, but there is some obvious friction that we saw at the Survivor Series between you and Brett during that match, and I wonder if you would elaborate on the Survivor Series.
Well, you mentioned that friction starting at the Survivor Series. That friction started a lot sooner than the Survivor Series. It started all my life. All I ever heard about was what Brett achieved. My family, my friends, they always talked about what Brett did. Well, I went out and I achieved a lot of things in my lifetime too, Vince. I was a better football player than Brett. I was a better amateur wrestler than Brett. I had better academic grades than Brett. But all the accolades went towards you, Brett. And that's fine, but it's time for me, the Rocket, to start showing everybody, not just my family, not just my friends, everybody, the wrestlers, that I, Owen Hart, can make a name for myself without using you, Brett, to launch my career.
All right, but in terms of this friction, which, as you say, started long before the Survivor Series, let's go back to the Survivor Series. You and Brett, obviously carrying the family honor in Survivor Series, but with all due respect, Owen, I would like to remind you that you were the only family member eliminated.
Well, first of all, you said me and Brett carried the family honor. To be honest, I think I carried the family honor a lot further than you did, Brett. I went out there and I beat two guys, Vince. I was on a roll, and I was going for number three. Brett was stumbling around ringside. I'm going off the ropes against Shawn Michaels, and I collided. Bam, right into you, Brett. A veteran of the ring, someone who ought to know to stay out of the way when the action is going on in the ring. I turn around and look at Brett. I see my brothers, Bruce and Keith. They're down at his side. They're worrying about him. He's not even in the ring. I'm the guy in the ring. And what happens? Shawn Michaels rolls me up and pins me. I'm out of it. I'm eliminated out of the Survivor Series. Biggest match of my life. I got my family there. I got my friends, everybody watching. And I look and I see everybody looking at poor Brett. And I'm the guy that got pinned. So I go back to the locker room. I'm all alone. And I see Bruce, Brett, and Keith all celebrating to Brett's music. And I'm out there all alone. They don't invite me back to ringside. They don't bring me back to celebrate with them. So I had to go down to the ringside. And I got in the ring and I grabbed Brett. And I had to confront him face to face to let him know, quit being so selfish. All the favoritism towards you, Brett. What about me? A guy that's been in there breaking my back, carrying the family load. And you're in there getting all the recognition. I've had it up to here, Vince. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of hearing what Brett's done. What about me? I've done a lot of things in my lifetime, and it's time for people to start realizing what the Rocket has done.
But Owen, you are Brett's brother.
No, wait a minute here, Vince. Brett is my brother. I am not Brett's brother. He is my brother. brother of the Rocket Owen Hart.
All right. But Bret Hart, the 1993 WWF Superstar of the Year, former World Wrestling Federation champion, former tag team champion, former Intercontinental champion, accolade after accolade, many justifiably, and without making you angry, feel that you're living in...
Go on, Vince.
How do I say it delicately?
The shadow. Go on, say it. The shadow. I've been living in the shadow of you, Bret, all my life, and I'm sick and tired of it. So, Bret, there's only one way to solve this thing, with me being the shadow of you, the hitman. That's right. Why don't you go out and step up to the plate? You and me, face to face, one-on-one. I'm challenging you, Bret, my brother, to a fight, one-on-one, just to prove to everybody, my family, all my friends, the wrestling fans out there, to you, Vince, that I can beat you, Bret, if you got the guts, step up to the plate.
Vince, I just got to tell you, I cannot believe what I just saw, Owen. Please tell me why. Why this despicable act?
Why what? Why what?
I don't understand.
You want to know why? Bret Hart, you're nothing but a selfish person. I went in there in a tag team match for the biggest match of my life. It was a dream come true. I thought I had the best partner in the world, my own brother. But you're too selfish, like I've said all along. Your ego is too big. You only worry about yourself, Bret.
Bro,
you don't care about me.
Unbelievable, in front of your entire family.
I don't care about anybody. I was concerned about myself and my whole family. The biggest opportunity in my life. I had a chance, Bret, and you stripped it away from me. You took it away from me, Bret, because you're too selfish. All you had to do was just tag me. My hand was there. Just tag me. I knew your leg was bad. I was aware of that. Just tag me. But you're too selfish. You just want to put your sharpshooter on. I could have won the match. I don't need you with a bad leg doing it, Bret. You're too damn selfish. And that's why you're sitting there with a bad leg. And that's why I kicked your leg out of your leg.
Owen, let me ask you something. You've obviously cost Bret a shot at the championship. There's no way he's going to be able to compete in the Royal Rumble match coming up tonight. Don't you think that was selfish on your part?
There's no selfishness in me. There's not a selfish bone in my body. He cost himself the WWF Tag Team belt, and he cost me, his little brother, a guy that's never had the taste of a WWF belt before. He's done it before. He doesn't care about me. He just worries about himself. I don't care about you in the Royal Rumble, Bret, because this is my opportunity. I'm in it too. I'm not worried about you getting cost the WWF belt. I'm worried about myself, and I'm going to get that belt because I didn't get a chance to win the tag belts because of you, but I can count on myself, and I'll take the WWF belt. I'll win that Royal Rumble.
Let's go back to ringside. Let's just go back to Vince McMahon.